More important because all of you are here. It's good. See, there's different people have their own way of unfolding, interpreting these verses, but still, what is important, how much ever you talk, what is to be really grasped from these verses that I have said in this class? No? But I have said, definitely. So we understood, we started Aham Brahma Asmi, Aham Satchidananda Swarupaha. And afterwards, how we can understand and how you negate all, I'm free from all panchakoshas, four koshas, and even I'm free from even ignorance, which is a panchakosha, fifth kosha, isn't it? Anandamaya kosha. So, by way of negating the Anandamaya kosha, in terms of total ignorance, we understood absolutely there's no such a phenomenon called ignorance. You understood that? Ignorance of something is relative. And ignorance is what? Still unmanifest power of knowing. Once the power of knowing becomes manifest, and there's a relevant knowledge with the jnana. Which means the source of the power alone is here, Brahma, absolute reality, and that Brahma is ever of the nature of Satyam, Satchitanandaha. And Satchitanandaha, these three words also do not, the three words are used to reveal the reality in terms of its given nature. And if you, based on this three words used to denote, reveal reality in terms of this nature, one should not mistake that Brahman is as though of three parts or three attributes also. No. Satchitananda is not an attribute you understood first. Satchitananda are not attributes. This Swarupam. And then Swarupam also, we only say what? From the standpoint of the world alone, we see Satchitananda and Swarupam of the reality. Is it clear? First we understood Satchitananda, Satya Chit Anandaha are not attributes. And even Satchitanandaha also, the words revealing reality in terms of human nature from the standpoint of the known worldly. In the standpoint of reality, all that you can say is there is just, there's only reality, Brahma. Understand? If the mind can understand, assimilate this fact, that's all. That is the culmination of the capacity of the mind. That's what the mind has to arrive at finally. Okay, we understood all that. Let us read 26th verse. Therefore, what am I? Am akhanda, akhanda swarupaha. Akhanda rupa. I am abstract, formless, one indivisible, undivided, partless, whole. I am. So here he says, and how do you arrive at it? It is said. In the 26th verse, and here Acharya is going to again present the Mahavakya Vichara in a different way. Mahavakya Vichara is present in a different way in this verse, the following verse. Mahavakya Vichara, understanding the essential oneness of the Jiva and Ishvara. But it's not directly in the, it's a different way. In a different way, Mahavakya Vichara is presented in this 26th verse. Parokshata Parichheda. Parokshata Parichheda. Shabalyapohanirmalam. Shabalyapohanirmalam. Parokshata Parichheda. பரிச்சேத சாபல்யா போக நிர்மலம் போக நிர்மலம். இஸ் ஒன் லாங் காம்பவுண்ட், வி கெனாட் பிரேக் இட். பரோக்ஷதா பரிச்சேத சாபல்யா போக நிர்மலம், பரோக்ஷதா பரிச்சேத சாபல்யா போக நிர்மலம். ஒன்லி ஒன் வேர்ட், we're not breaking it, okay? Parokshata paricheda shabalya poha nirmalam, parokshata paricheda shabalya poha nirmalam, parokshata paricheda shabalya poha nirmalam, paricheda shabalya poha nirmalam. தீட்டிராலியம் அகமேகரம் மகரம் மக அகமேகரம் மகரம் மக. சோ தி செகண்ட் சென்டென்ஸ் யூ கேன் பிரேக். ததசீட்டிராலியம் அகமேகரம் மக. பரோக்ஷதா பரிச்சேத சாபல்யா போக நிர்மலம், ததசீட்டிராலியம் ஏக அகம் ஏகரசம் மக இசேஸ் அகம் ஏக ரசம். அகம் ஏக ரசம், ரசகா மீன்ஸ் வாட், ரசகா ரசம் மீன்ஸ் எசன்ஸ். சோ அகம் ஏக ரசம் மகா. சோ மகா ஹியர் மீன்ஸ் மகத் ரசம். அகம் மகந்த் ரசம், அம் ஏக ரசம் மகம் மீன்ஸ் ஐ the self and the only abstract essence, and I'm the only absolute great essence. I the self and the absolute great essence. Why? There is no essence beyond me. I'm the essence. I'm the essence means what? Everything that is here can be crushed and crushed and crushed, reduced to, everything can be reducible to what? That is what is the essence, isn't it? When we take a fruit, we squeeze it, we get the extracted essence. It's a grass. Within grass, if we say, take the fruits, crush them, squeeze them, get the essence out of them. And they say, that is the grossest way of understanding the essence, isn't it? Here, the whole objective universe can be reduced to one essence. What is that? That essence, I am. I am the essence of the entirety of the universe. There's no other essence. The essence means I am the very substance of the substantive universe. It means the whole universe, the entire cosmos, consisting of 14 lokas. Okay? Chaturdasha Bhuvanani contains one jagat. We exist in the realm of time and space. And this objective universe, actually, the universe, we talk very highly of it. The universe actually is a non-substantial form, name and function. Namarupa Karmakhyam Jagat. Non-substantial means it is as non-existent. Okay? Why? Because the substance of this substantive universe is what? I am. I am, isn't it? Therefore, there's no, the whole jagat is reduced to me, which means the Lord of the universe also is, there's no other Lord. I am the Lord of the universe. I am the essence of every being, every individual exists as part of the universe. So I'm Swarupa of Jivaham, Swarupa of Ishwaraham, I'm Swarupa of Jagat also. So I am the exalted, absolute, great essence. Really, we don't take the universe and squeeze it, but still it has to be squeezing, isn't it? Reducible, reducible, reducible. The whole jagat can be the gross, grosser, grossest, subtle, subtler, subtlest matter can be reduced to one word, maya. The material universe can be reduced and reduced and reduced and reduced to what? Maya. Don't really go in detail. Is it reducible, like how we reduce other the chemicals into there? I think it's not like that. Reducible to maya. And what is maya? Maya is the subtlest, primordial, first and foremost, inexplicable power. And what is the power? The power of knowing. Knowing power. And knowing power itself is what? Knowing power itself is mithya. Karanam mithya, karyam also is mithya. Karanam has no independent existence. It is not absolutely non-existent. We cannot say it is non-existent. It's not unreal. It is, but it doesn't have existence at all independently. The maya is mithya, maya karyam jagat is also mithya. Maya karanam jagat is mithya. Jagat is karyam. So karanam mithya, karyam api mithya. And as karanam, what do we say? Ajnanam. This maya, the unmanifest knowing power is maya, which is matter. And what about this manifest universe? Knowing power is matter only. Why? Knowing power does not know it is knowing power. Understand? So knowing power is karanam is mithya, karyam jagat. What is this universe? The knowing power manifest is knowledge, and in the light of which the entire universe shines. So the entire universe is manifest knowledge. So knowing power manifest is knowledge shining in the form of this universe. Knowing power unmanifest is what? Maya, in which the universe remains resolved. The universe remains covered in darkness of ignorance. Understand? What is maya and jagat? Maya manifestees universe. Universe unmanifestees whatever? Maya. So maya is ajnanam, avidya. Knowing power unmanifest is ignorance. Knowing power manifest is knowledge. And here we say what? What about this Brahma Chaitanyam? The abstract formless reality, which is understood in terms of its nature of knowing, is said to be what? Is the knower. Consciousness, reality is not the knower, but the knower of this knowing power, unmanifest knowing power, the knower of the manifest knowing power is one and the same. The knower of the knowing power is neither ignorance nor the knowledge. Knower of the knowing power, knower of the power, knower of ignorance is distinct from the known ignorance, and the knowledge means knower of the power is neither the cause nor the effect. What is cause? Maya is karanam, jagat is karyam. So this reality implied by the term Brahma is karana or karya karana vilakshanam. It is distinct from cause and effect. Reality is neither the cause nor the effect. Distinct from cause and effect. Means karya karana vilakshanam. Neither the cause nor the effect. But there cannot be cause without the Brahma. There cannot be effect without the Brahma. Is it clear now? So karya karana vilakshanam. Darshanam Brahma. So Karyam is also Brahma. Karanam is also Brahma. But Brahman is neither the cause nor the effect. Understand? That's why cause is mithya, effect is mithya. The universe, unmanifest universe in terms of ajnana is mithya. And the manifest knowledge in the form of universe also is mithya. And the source of the power, source of the unmanifest power, source of the manifest power is one of the same reality, which is not the power, which is distinct from the power. Is it clear? Therefore, that's why we say the source of the power alone is Satyam. The Maya is Mithya, Jagat, Karyam also is Mithya. Karanam also is Mithya, Karyam is Mithya. Karya Karna Vilakshanam Brahma Satyam. And here we understand, on the same reality, with this unmanifest power alone, with this being endowed with this power, he is given temporarily a title as Ishvara. So Ishvara is a temporary title attributed to this reality as that which is endowed with the power. Shaktimat Brahma is looked upon as Shaktiman Ishvara. Understand? Who is Ishvara? There is no Ishvara. Ishvara is just the name, title, qualification given to the abstract formless reality, Brahma, because it is endowed with the power. Powerful means Lord status. Powerless means beggar status. Slave status. Understand? Just example of it is giving. So Ishvara. So what is Ishvara's Swarupam? Isn't it? So Ishvara, when you say, whenever you say talk about Ishvara means what? Reality with its unmanifest power. Reality which is manifest power in the form of Jagat is what? Ishvara. The whole Jagat as knowledge is Ishvara. And the whole Jagat unmanifest also as an abstract reality endowed with the power is also what? Ishvara. Is it clear now? So, truth of Ishvara is just the name. What is it clear now? So here, and Ishvara is there as this Swarupa of every individual also. Therefore, Jivaha also is another name attributed to what? The same reality, only when it is associated with the individual Upadhi, which is part of the total. That's all. So he says, Aham Ekarasam. I, the self, am absolute, exalted, great essence. Aham Ekam Mahaha Rasam. Eka Maharasam. Okay. And who am I? Lakshyam. Lakshyam means what? Lakshyam means I am the truth to be arrived at through the words. Tadasi. Tadasi means what? Tat Tvam Asi. Tvam is implied. Tat Tvam Asi alone is said to be what? Tadasi. Tvam is implied there. Understand now? Take the word tad, tad is tad. And tvam is implied because the verb comes. Tad tvam asi. Tad tvam asi is a mahavakyam. That mahavakyam is here how it is just implied. The tvam is not mentioned. But it is, you should take it as tvam. Tvam is implied there. It's okay? It's all right? Tad tvam asi alone, it's said to be tadasi. And tadasi iti gira. Gir means word. That's why girvani. Gir means word. Repanta Shabdaha. Repanta Stilinga Shabdaha Gir. Okay. And what third case? Gira. Third case is Gira. So, Tadasi Iti Gira. Mean what? By the expression, by the word, you can say it by the Girbihi. Take it as Girbihi. Gira is a singular word. Gira is equal to Girbihi. By the words of the Shastram in the form of Mahavakyam, a great statement of fact, a great declaration. Tattvamasi is a Mahavakyam, a great declaration, Vedic declaration, Vedantic declaration. So by the words of the Vedantic declaration, always it will be Mahavakyam in terms of Tattvamasi. I, the great absolute exalted essence, am to be arrived at, accomplished, Lakshyam. I am the Lakshyam. I am the goal to be arrived at. I am the fact to be understood. Okay? Through this, to the words of the Vedantic words of just Mahavakya. Tadasi. Tattvamasi Mahavakyam. Tattvamasi iti Mahavakyena Mahavakyasya Shabdehi Ahameva Nyeyaha. And want to be understood. How can I, the absolute exalted essence, can be arrived at, understood through the words of the Mahavakyam? Okay? As the Lakshyartham of these words. Okay? Lakshyar. As the implied, I, the self, am the absolute exalted essence, to be understood as the implied meaning of the words of Mahavakyam. Words of the Mahavakyam. Tadasi, Tattvamasi. Is it clear? Tadasi means Tattvamintha. So Tat stands for Ishvara. That we all know very well. Tat, the third person singular pronoun, stands for Ishvara, the whole. And Tvam stands for individual, every individual. So, Tat Tvam Asi means, of course, Tvam and Tad, you, the individual, are different from Ishvara. You, Tvam, the individual, are definitely different from Ishvara from the standpoint of Upadis. Even this Tvam Jivaha, Tad Ishvaraha, Saha Ishvaraha, this difference itself is because of the difference in the Upadis. Upadhi is Upadhi Dharmas also. Ishwara Upadhi is Maya. Therefore, Ishwara Upadhi being total and Ishwara has what? More virtue. Ishwara Dharmas are what? Greater virtues. Whereas Jiva Upadhi being individual body mentions complex and ignorance being the Upadhi. Here, Jiva Upadhis are what? Inferior attributes. Jiva Upa, Jiva has inferior upa attributes because of the associative limited upadi. Ishvara has Maya upadi, huge upadi. Ishvara is said to be of what? Greater attributes. These attributes also, greater attributes, superior attributes, or inferior attributes, these attributes belong to what? Only upadis. Upadi dharmeshu bedaha asti. There is difference from the standpoint of the attributes of the upadis. There's difference between the, from the standpoint of the upadis also. Upadi bedaha, upadi dharma bedaha definitely is there. But from the standpoint of the essence, isn't it? Essence of the jiva, lakshyartha jiva no Ishvara, they're one and the same. There's no difference. Akam ye aham ekam maharasam. I am exalted, absolute, great essence. To be only essence of Jiva and Ishvara, which should be understood as the lakshyartha of Tattvamasi Mahavakyam. Is it clear now? Having said that, now parokshata, paricheda, chabalya, apoha, nirmalam. See, parokshata. Parokshata means what? Having the status of being distant. Having the status of being distant and remote is what parokshata. Is parokshata. Being an object of direct, indirect knowledge is also parokshata. Having the status of being an indirect, an object of indirect, direct knowledge is parokshata. And having the status of being remote is also parokshata. Am I remote from Ishvara or what? How far am I? Is it? Therefore, then paricchedaha. Paricchedaha is a matter of limitations. Paricchedaha means limitations. So limitation. Parokshata. Parokshata stilingi shabda. Paricchedaha pullingi shabda. Parokshata paricchedaha. Paricchedaha. Shabalya. Apoha nirmalam. Parokshata, paricheda, shabalya, apoha, nirmalam. So here, in this Mahavakyam, what is done is, shabalyam. Shabalyam means, actually, the shabala is adjective, shabalyam is noun here. The distinguishing factor, limiting factors are these what? The attributes, parokshata, isn't it? Parokshata or parichedaha are distinguishing or distancing limiting factors. And these, when the shabalyam in terms of the limiting, distinguishing factors, na? Apohanam. Apohanam, apohaha means removing, removal. Elimination, eliminating, apohaha, elimination, apoha, eliminating. So removal, removing, is it? Now what happens when the upadhis are negated? Elimination is what? Elimination of upadhis. Cognitively, intellectually, the jiva upadhis are eliminated. Isha upadhis are eliminated. When from the standpoint of the essential nature of jiva and Ishvara, when you see that essence, the essential nature of jiva and Ishvara is one indivisible, undivided, partless, whole consciousness, existence only. So these upadhis are different, dharmas are different. Because of this upadhis alone, because of the identity with the upadhis, what happens? This distinguishing, the conditioning or limiting factors, shabalyam, isn't it? Shabalyam. Apohanena, shabalyoho apohanena, by the elimination of these limiting factors, such as, what now, these upadis and upadhi dharmas, when parichedaha, limitation is eliminated. Okay, this parichedasya apohanam, parichedha shabalya apohanam means the limiting fact, elimination of, removal of the limiting factor in terms of this paricheda limitation. Then also parokshata. Parokshata means again the status of being object is in Parokshata. Being distant, I'm different from Ishvara, isn't it? See, you're already Ishvara, always Ishvara, from the standpoint of essential nature. Now, there's as though there seems to be distance. The distance between Jiva and Ishvara and Parokshata, as though, that means Ishvara, Parokshata itself means as though Ishvara is different from me. It means Ishvara is what? Ishvara has the Parokshata also. The Ishvara having the status of being object of object, Ishvara being distant from me, these are all the problems. Okay? These are all caused by what? Because of the identity with the Upadis. When the Upadis are cognitively eliminated, Upadi Dharmas are eliminated, and these are the conditions which differentiates Jiva and Ishvara, which as though separates Ishvara. When they become removed, now there's no distance from the standpoint of the essential nature, there is no distance. There's no parokshata, there's no distance. Okay, there's no distance. I mean, there's no parichera, there's no more limitation. As long as if the identity with upadhi is there, there comes parichera. Identity with upadhi is there comes parokshata. Isn't it? Ishvara is for me object other than me. Ishvara is other than me means what is parokshata. And in the wake of the jnanam, there's aparokshan brahma. Ishvara is aparoksha atma. As long as ajnanam is there, Ishvara is parokshaha. Ishvara is as to an object different from me. Whereas when Ishvara is swarup is understood as my own, Ishvara is no more aparokshaha, but Ishvara is aparoksha atma. Ishvara is the immediate self, the truth of I. This, how do they get removed, become removed, eliminated? So, this paricheda, paroksha paricheda, shabalya apohanena, what happens then? There is pure nirmalam, there's a pure great one essence arrived at, understood as the implied meaning of Jivanishvara, Tad and Tvam, revealed by this Mahavakyam, Tadasi, Tattvamasi. See what he is explaining again. Aham akhandam rasaha. Remember, akhandam rasavisa. How I am indivisible, undivided, partless whole. That again he explains, this Tattvamasi Mahavakyam also reveals this akhandata. Isn't it? Indivisibility, undividedness, partlessness as the only essence of all that is here, which is arrived at through the arrived as the Lakshyartha implied meaning of the words of the Mahavakyam. When we analyze this Mahavakyam, when you arrive at the implied meaning of the Mahavakyam, what happens? Vachyartha becomes, Vachyartha is negated. Means the Upadis become negated. In the Vachyartham, we include the Upadis. Tvam means what? Lakshyartha with Vachyartha. Vachyartha means what? It is reality with Upadis. Ishvara, Tad means Atma with Upadi is Paramatma or Ishvara. Atma with Jiva Upadi is what? Jivat. So in the here, Upadi, Jiva Upadi is dissolved and Ishvara Upadi is also negated. The Upadis are negated, essentially there's no difference at all whatsoever. And then Ishvara does not have Parokshata. Ishvara does not have status of being something other than me. Ishvara is aparokshas aparokshaha. Ishvara is my own swarupam. And as long as I look at myself as an individual, then what happened is Parichedha. All limitations also are possible only if the identity is with the anatma, upadhi. When the upadhis are removed, then I see myself being non-separate from Ishvara as the, through this answer, these words, as the lakshyartha of this Mahavakyam, then there's no parichedaha, limitations, there's no parokshata. Ishvara is my surupam, I am limitless reality. Shabalyam is a limiting condition, limiting factor, or conditioning factor, limiting factor. Understand now? See, upadhi, identity with the upadhi. Upadhi is what? Identity with the upadhi is there, then there is a condition of being limited, isn't it? This is shabalyam. See, I'm conditioned as a jiva. I'm conditioned as a jiva, an individual. I'm limited as a jiva, isn't it? Once I'm limited as a jiva, then what happens? Ishvara for me, Ishvara has a status of being rather than me, parokshata. And Ishvara also, not only parokshata, and Ishvara is distant from me, remote from me. Isn't it? Then we say, then I also, the limitations also become jiva. All limitations become superimposed also. Isn't it? Now limitations superimposed upon the myself also become negated. And the Ishvara also, having the status of being remote from me also goes away. Ishvara for me is aproksha atma. Aproksha as immediate self. These are the Mahavakya Vichara helps us resolve, remove the limiting factors, conditioning factors. Then we understand from the standpoint of Lakshyartha Mahavakyam Tattvamasi, we understand the Jiva Nishvara, the essential oneness. Then what? Who am I? Ekam Akhandam Rasaha Aham. Ekam Akhandam Maharasam. Akhandam Rasam. Okay, means Aham Maharasam. Means I'm great, exalted, essence, essential, nature, essence. Only truth. The second thing. Is it clear? Not clear. So, you can simply say, Paramatma Ishvaraha is otherwise said to be Paramatma. Jivaha is said to be Jivatma. And what is Paramatma and Jivatma? Paramatma, Jivatma are only Atma. But why two different names now? Two different names are attributed to the only Atma as Paramatma and Jivatma, only from the standpoint of the difference in the Upadhis. Ishvara Upadhi is what? Maya. Maya or Ishvara Upadhi is Jagat. Ishvara Upadhi is Samashtihi. So the macrocosm, the entirety of the universe is Ishvara Upadhi. Or you can say what? Maya Upadhi. You can say Kas is Upadhi or Karyam is Upadhi. Karanam or Karyam can be said what? Upadhi of Ishvara. And what is Jiva Upadhi? Jiva Upadhi is the individual body mind complex which is part of the Ishvara Upadhi, Maya, Jagat. Understand? So Upadhi Bedat, Upadhi Dharma Bedat. Because of the difference in the Upadhis, because the difference in the Upadhi Dharmas, because Ishvara has exaltedness, Ishvara has omniscience, Ishvara has omnipotency, the Jiva has what? Little potency, Jiva has little knowledge. Sarva Gyantam, Sarva Vitruttam, Sarva Vyapakattam. So, you can say Sarva Shaktimattam, all these Ishvara Upadhi Dharmas. Whereas, what about this Jiva Upadhi? Alpa Gyantam, Alpa Shaktimattam, or Jivas. These Upadhi, because of the Upadhis, there's difference in the Upadhi Dharmas also. The standpoint of Upadhis, there is Vedaha. We don't need to study Shastram for that. But Shastram says, if you cognize ప్రిమిటివ్లీ రిమూవ్ ది ఉపాధీస్ యు సీ ది స్వరూపం ఆఫ్ ది జీవ స్వరూపం ఆఫ్ ది ఈశ్వర దెన్ యు కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ పరమాత్మ అండ్ జీవాత్మ పరమహాండి జీవ ఆర్ ఈశ్వరహాండి జీవ టూ డిఫరెంట్ టైటిల్స్ అట్రిబ్యూటెడ్ టు ది ఓన్లీ రియాలిటీ ద డిఫరెన్స్ ఓన్లీ ఫ్రమ్ ద స్టాండ్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ ది ఉపాధీస్ అదర్వైజ్ దేర్స్ నో డిఫరెన్స్ ఆర్ వాట్స్ ఎవర్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్లీ బికాస్ అసోసియేట్ వాట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ మేనిఫెస్టింగ్ మీడియా ది డిఫరెన్స్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ మేనిఫెస్టింగ్ మీడియా ఉపాధీస్ ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్ దట్స్ ఆల్ అదర్వైజ్ వితౌట్ విచ్ దెర్ కెన్ బి దెర్స్ నాట్ జగత్ దెర్ కెన్ బి ఇండివిజువల్ బాడీ మెంటల్ కాంప్లెక్స్ ఈశ్వర్ అండ్ జీవ్ ఆర్ ఎసెన్షియలీ వన్ అండ్ ఈవెన్ దిస్ జగత్ అండ్ ఇండివిజువల్ బాడీ మెంటల్ కాంప్లెక్స్ ఆల్సో ఎసెన్షియలీ వాట్ రెడ్యూస్ టు బి ఓన్లీ వన్ థింగ్ ఎలిమెంటల్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ అండ్ ఎలిమెంటల్స్ సో వాట్ ఈస్ హియర్ ఇన్ ద జగత్ ఇన్ ద బాడీ మెంటల్ కాంప్లెక్స్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఇన్ ది వాట్ జగత్ ఆల్సో The Jagat also is five elemental model. This being a part of the Jagat is also five elemental. Pancha Bhautikaha, Dehaha, Karyakarana Sanghataha, Pancha Bhautikaha, Prapanchaha. So the whole thing is what? Essentially, it's all matter only. Everything can be reduced to matter. And what is it? Swarupa is the two titles only because of the difference in the Upadhis otherwise. The two titles also mithya. The two qualifications attributed to reality as jivahani ishwara also mithya. Upadhis are mithya. Upadhis dharmas are mithya. What is satyam is what? Akam, aham, ekam, rasam, mahaha, rasam. And one exalted, superior, abstract essence. Who am free from jiva upadhi, ishwara upadhi. Understand? There's my Ishvara also. Ishvara's status is mithya. Jiva's status is mithya. What is satyam? It's only swarupam of Jiva and Ishvara alone satyam. See, for simple people, sometimes, if you say Ishvara, so Ishvara upadhi is, Ishvara title is mithya, this Ishvara, the status attributed to reality is mithya means which is very painful. Always I must be small, which means it's like, no, someone used to say this. Sometimes the children, even after becoming grown up, no, some children always want to hold on to the mother's mundane purchipanglia. They always want to hold on to the mother. Like this, that psychological need always will be there. That I want to hold on to Ishvara. I'm different from Ishvara. Ishvara is above me. Ishvara is superior to me. I am my mom. My dad is there. My mom is there. I'll go and tell him. We say, no, we feel so secure in having the time. I'll go and tell my mom. I'll go and tell my dad. We always feel secure in having that feeling. No? Emotionally, such thing is there. Therefore, for some people it will be difficult, isn't it? Really speaking, we must have the strength to see this fact. There is no Ishvara other than the truth. There is no Jiva other than the truth. Jiva and Ishvara are two different titles attributed to the only reality. From the standpoint of the Swarupam is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole. And how can you say that? There's a difference. Swarup, only truth, which is undivided, indivisible, partless, whole means, and how can there be division as Jiveshwara Bheda, how can there be? We understood very well why you say whole, H, okay, not H-O-L-E, W-H-O-L-E, you know, why you say the whole, the whole means undivided, indivisible, partless, all these words are important. All three words, undivided, indivisible, divisionless, partless, same thing. You have to see that. Why abstractness of the reality, we have to understand. Now, if you see the abstractness of the reality, you have to see this, how it is one. And it's only vastu. What is the only vastu means? And what is this all about? Jiva, Ishvara, Jagat, Bhedaha. We say, why we say it is indivisible whole, undivided whole? Because it is free from all differences. Vijatiya, Sajatiya, Sahab. Sogat, Bheda, Rahitam, Vastu, when you say, and what can, how can we have this Triputi Bheda? What is Triputi Bheda? See, the knower, known knowledge Veda, the one thing, okay? How Jiva Isha Jagat Veda, so Triputi Veda. Aham Jivaha, individual. There is Jagat apart from me, and Isha, the creator of Jiva and Jagat. Okay? Jiva Isha Jagat Vedaha. Triputi Vedaha. Isn't it real? No. There is no Jagat other than Brahma. There is no Ishvara other than Brahma. You have to tell only Ishvara only. Okay? Ishvara is nothing but the same abstract formless reality associated with the Samashti Upadhi. Jagat Upadhi or Maya Upadhi is what? Ishvara. The same reality identified associated with the individual Upadhi is Vashti Upadhi is Jiva. Just the temporary qualifications. There's no Jiva. At all, Jiva status is mitya, Ishvara status is mitya, Jiva upadhi is mitya, Ishvara upadhi is mitya, matter is mitya. Absolutely, what is Satyam is only Brahma, is abstract, formless, undivided, indivisible, partless, whole. Ekam akhandam mahaharasam ahamasmi. Got it? Okay. So in discovering this essential oneness, okay, this akhandata, akhandata means what? This partlessness, the partlessness of the reality is understood as one essence of the whole. What happens? The limitations superimposed become resolved. When there's resolution of this limiting factors, conditioning factors, such as limitations, such as, and then parokshata, having the status of, you know, being different from Ishvara, having Ishvara being different from me, this distance between Ishvara and Jiva also become resolved. And who am I? Aham ekam akhandam mahaha rasam. Actually, rasaha is always the master general word for me. That's true, okay? Here, this acharya uses very different words, that's all. You're not learning anything new, okay? The presentation is different, that's all. See, what is that? See, what is that which makes you feel that you are a limited being? I am a limited individual. What is it which makes you feel that you are a limited individual? Remoteness. Seeing oneself being distant from Ishvara, Ishvara being oneself different. This is called remoteness. Remoteness means what? Having the status of having Ishvara being looked upon as the one having status of being an object. Understand? And then being object to all limitations, time limitations, space limitations, object limitations, but parichedaha. Understand? When the limitations, and they all become removed, then what is there? Only ekam akhandam rasaha. No. Here parokshata means, of course, parokshata literally means having the status of being an object. Okay, But here parokshata means, why do I think Ishvara is distant from me, other than me? No? Because of the nature of Ishvara. Because attributes of Ishvara. Look at this. Ishvara has no attributes. The Ishvara's status has attributes because of the upadis. What are the attributes? Omniscience. Ishvara is omniscient. Ishvara is all pervasive. Ishvara is omnipresent. Ishvara is omnipotent. Sarvagya, Sarvashaktiman, Sarva, isn't it? Sarvagaha, all that Sarva, we say. What about Jiva? Alpagya, Alpashaktiman, isn't it? So, this is called Parokshata also. When Parokshata here means the difference in the attributes. Upadi Dharma Bhedaha, it should be understood as Parokshata. Upadi Dharma Bhedaha. Because Ishvara's Upadhi is Maya Upadhi and the individual Jiva Upadhi is body, mind, and compass Upadhi. Because Ajnana Upadhi also can say, but Upadhis are different. Upadhis being different, Upadhi Dharmas are different. Omniscience, omnipotency, hearing, little knowledge, little potency, etc. Upadhi Dharmas. Therefore, what happens? There is a distance, remoteness comes. Distance comes. Parokshata here. Please make a note, Parokshata literally means what? Having the status of being an object. But here it implies what? Here, the distance, difference caused by, between individual and the total. Ishvara and the Jiva, in terms of the difference in Upadhi Dharmas and Upadhis. The Upadhis are remote. Upadhi Dharmas become negated. There's no difference. There's not difference. And then limitations also. Limitations means you can say time limitation, object limitation, space limitation, all these limitations. If Upadhis are removed, Upadhi Dharmas are resolved, then there is no more limiting factor. There's no more conditioning factor. There's no more limitation. There's no more parokshata. There's no more remoteness. There's no more distance. There's no more difference. Understand? Is it clear now? Yeah. The thing is, sometimes I understand what I was asking. Because always we say paroksham, the word goes with the jnanam, isn't it? Paroksha jnanam, pratyaksha jnanam, aproksha jnanam. We understand, isn't it? There, of course, paroksha, the meaning is the same, but here they use the different sense, that's all. Distance. I made it clear? When you lose your individuality in totality, that is Ishvara, you also see Ishvara's status also becomes negated. Which may cause some emotional discomfort, disturbance, isn't it? That is why I told you many times, you know, people who are not exposed to the simple Upanishads with simple Bhashyam are not allowed to attend Mandalika Upanishad Bhashyam classes. Because in the next day they will become atheists. Listening to saying that there is no Ishvara. And go back, they will go back and say what? There's no, they'll forget about the Swarupam and all those things. Very easy, isn't it? In fact, Tamil Nadu, they say that also. One person who was atheist leader, and Upanishads do say, Upanishads do not talk about Ishvara. He said, he tells, A very powerful man, you see, and the people also will listen because they don't know anything. Whatever he says, they will accept. Very dangerous, isn't it? That's why Ishwara's swarupam, Ishwara's status is negated, means how? With acceptance of the only reality being Brahma. If you say Brahma Mokate, if you say, it is possible to say there is no Ishwara. There's no Brahma, there's no Ishwara means problem. Got it? Yeah, Parichedaha, see, Parichedaha means limitation. See, all limitations are superimposed upon the Jiva. Because of the limitations, because of the Upadis, Upadi Dharmas, because identity with the Upadis and Upadi Dharmas, limitations are superimposed. And they become negated, resolved, when the Upadis are negated as Mithya. From the standpoint of Swarupa, Upadis are not there. That's that. Why do you think I'm remote, I'm distant from Ishwara? I'm distant from Ishwara means what? Because of the, where is Ishwara, where am I? Sarvagyatvam, where? Alpagyatvam. Sarva karanatvam, then it? Sarva shaktimattvam, alpa shaktimattvam. Malekkum madukkum, they say that. Okay, this big, huge distance. That's what is remoteness here. Understand? All this the difference becomes resolved. That's what is meant here. When this tadasiti gira, tadasiti gira, I mean tattvamasi iti mahavakyasya shabdaihi lakshyam, the implied meaning is understood, then these limitations become negated, the apohanam of these limitations, then there is only aham ekam akhandam rasaha asmi. Clear? Next verse. So, he had said, ahameva jivaha, ahameva ishwaraha. So, this I have, I alone am, I the only essence am, enjoying two different qualifications. Okay? Having two different covers, two different appearances. Understand? Yes. See, apohanam. I want to understand here. See, apa is a prefix. U is the root. So, apohati. Uhati means infers. Uha means inference. In Tamil, it's uhittal. Isn't it? Uhittal is na? I infer, we say no. Uha. So, uha inference. Uhati infers. But apa uhati, apohati removes, eliminates. How do we eliminate? Apohanam or apohaha is done. Elimination is done. Removal is done. How removal is done? What is removal? Cognitive, not physical, nothing is done. Cognitively, intellectually, there is elimination. There is removal. Removal of what? Removal of upadis and upadi dharmas. This removal of upadi dharma, upadis and upadi dharmas means what? There's a vachyartha, isn't it? Vachyartha is there. What is jiva's vachyartha? Jivaha means consciousness, atma with the individual body, mind, and complex is vachyartha. And what is Ishwaraha? Consciousness, same atma with jagadupadi is, upadi dharma is Ishwaraha. Here, what do we do? What apohanam is done? Removal, elimination is done. This eliminating, we are not doing the whole elimination, is not done. One, in that vachyata, we retain part of it is removed. Thus, removing the part of the Vachyartha is what now? Bhagasya Tyagaha. Bhagasya Tyagaha is what? Removal of, it's called Apohanam. Is it clear now? Bhagasya Tyagam Kurmaha. Vachyarthe, what is Vachyartha of Ishvara? Consciousness, Atma with Jagat. Upadhi is Ishvara. Is Vachyartha. Is Vachyartha, Apohanam is done. Removal is done. Removal of what? Removal of Bhaga. Bhagasya Tyagaha is Bhagat Tyagaha. Vachyarthasya Bhagasya Tyagaha. Removal of the part, meaning of the, okay, Vachyartha. The literal meaning. Is it clear? It's called Apohanam. Bhagasya Tyagaha. Which Bhaga has removed? That was very careful. Not consciousness, isn't it? Here, Upadhi is removed. Upadhi Dharmas are removed. And what is retained? Swarupam. Similarly, and Tvampadalak Vachyartha. What is Tvampadalak Vachyartha? Consciousness, Atma with Jiva, Upadhi, body, mansions, complex. Here also, what is Apohanam is done of what? The removal is done of the Upayas and the Upayas Dharmas. Is it clear? This is called Sikra Bhagasya Svikaraha. Svikaraha. Retain part of the Vachyartha. Remove the part of the Vachyartha. Which part of Vachyartha should be removed? Material part of the Vachyartha should be negated cognitively. Bhagatyagaha. Then Bhagasya Svikaraha. Keep it, isn't it? But only part of the Vachyartha is removed in as Ishvara and Jiva. So Upadhis alone are removed. It's called Bhagatyaga. Bhagatyaga Lakshanaya. Understand? We take only Lakshyartha. Then what is the Lakshyartha? Upadhis are removed. What remains is what? One pure consciousness. That pure consciousness arrived as the essence of the Jiva and Ishvara are one and the same. It is, there's no difference or whatsoever. And which is free from threefold differences, triputi vedaha, which is free from jnatru jnana jnaya vedaha, is from jiva jagadishvara vedaha, is free from sajati vijati swagata vedaha, and that is one indivisible, undivided part of the soul, which is all pervasive, therefore implied with them, Atma is only Atma, only Brahma. Understand? So, Apohanam implies Bhagatyaga Lakshana. Okay? I mean, this definition, keeping with the definition of elimination of the part of the Vachyartha, okay, and retaining the part, and what is the standpoint of what is retained, if you see, only the essential nature of the Atma. Is it clear? So, with a heavy heart, what have we said today? There is no Ishvara. There is no Jiva. What is there is only Brahma. Aham ekam akhandam maharasam. So, in removing the upaya dharma, what happens? Parokshata becomes negated. Parichara becomes negated. Resolved. Removed. Then, there's only tadashiti gira lakshyam aham ekarasam mahaha. Okay. Now finally, Palashruti. Palashruti comes at the 27th verse. Palashruti. Okay, is there still any doubt in that? In the 26th verse? Only one Mahavaidva is. Why is it two Mahavaidvas? ഒരു മഹാവാക്യം. ഇതി ഗിര മീൻസ് വാട്ട്? ബൈ ദി വേർഡ് ഗീർഭിഹി. ഗിര ഇസ് എ സിംഗുലർ വേർഡ്. ബൈ ദി വേർഡ്സ് ഓഫ് ബൈ ദി വേർഡ്സ് ഓഫ് ദി മഹാവാക്യം ഇൻ ടേംസ് ഓഫ് തത് അസി, തത് ത്വം അസി. ഓൺലി വൺ മഹാവാക്യം. സെക്കൻഡ് മഹാവാക്യം ഇസ് No, here is the, that's a, that is the outcome of Mahavakyam. I am indivisible, undivided part. I don't say aham Brahma as we don't say again. That Mahavakyam, what is claimed is what? That I am the truth, that's all. Of course, aham Brahma as we say it's Mahavakyam, but it's not said here. What he says, how do you arrive at the conclusion? Doubtlessly, firmly, I have arrived at the conclusion, Aham Ekam Mahaha Rasam. I myself am one absolute, exalted, great essence. Which is arrived at as the Lakshyartham, the implied meaning of the words. I have the implied meaning in terms of aham akhandam maharasam, isn't it? By analysis of the words of this tattvamasi mahavakyam. Is it clear now? Yes, so second mahavakyam is not there. Why do you think second mahavakyam is there? Aham brahma asmi, it is said, of course, mahavakyam. That is there. But here, aham mahaha rasaha means what? I am just essence. This is what I claim finally. I claim what I am essentially, is it? With the analysis of the words of the Mahavakyam Tattvamasi. When the analysis helps not negate, resolve, eliminate the material part of both the Ishwara and Jiva. The one-day reality with the two different upadhis, having two different appearances, no, is given two different times, that's all. What is the jnana phalam? Mahavakyascha shabdanam vicharena kim phalam prapyate? What is the benefit of the kim phalam, isn't it?
ഉപശാന്തജഗജ്ജീവ ശിഷ്യാചാര്യേശ്വരഭ്രമം. ഉപശാന്തജഗജ്ജീവ ശിഷ്യാചാര്യേശ്വരഭ്രമം സ്വതസിദ്ധമനാദ്യന്തം, സ്വതസിദ്ധമനാദ്യന്തം പരിപൂർണമഹം മഹഃ, പൂർണമഹം മഹഃ.
See, the absolute benefit of the attainment of this essential oneness, the absolute benefit of the knowledge of the essential oneness of the real oneness, is it, is given in this 27th verse.
ഉപശാന്തജഗജ്ജീവ ശിഷ്യാചാര്യേശ്വര ഭ്രമം.
You know why? What happens? Tattvamasi Mahavakyam is always unfolded, isn't it? When Tattvamasi Mahavakyam is unfolded, and what's with the teacher? When the teacher says Tattvamasi, the student, when the understanding happens, he must get up and say, Aham Brahma Asmi, and he goes away. Okay? This Mahavakyam follows. One more Mahavakyam follows, isn't it? So that's what Sachin wants. Aham maha maharasam. Maybe other Mahavakyam comes. Then we don't say Aham Brahma. There's no equation there. We just say I am the essence. Isn't there? Equation means there must be another word which is implying the reality. Aham akhandam rasam means already equation. Creation has been done. It's only claiming, isn't it? So there must be a word implying Ishvara, must be a word implying Jiva, and which must, that Mahavakya must be there. It's just you saying, I'm the truth. Maybe my own voice has become very feeble. That's why you all must be feeling tired. Usually I scream. Before Rataji has to tell me, Swamiji, you are screaming in the class. You used to tell me before. Screaming, not screaming, Swamiji, is too loud. No, no, not in the wrong sense. Not wrong sense. Sometimes I used to exit it, stop. Because that time in Biraji's house or in our church hall when he was teaching, and sometimes without my knowledge, I speak aloud. Naturally comes. Maybe now I became, sometimes when I really see very subtly also, my voice becomes like that. Got it, what I'm saying?
Upashanta jagat jiva sishya charyeshwara brahmam. Upashanta jagat jiva sishya charyeshwara brahmam. Swatasiddhamanadyantam. Paripurnamaham maham. Upashant jagat jiva sishya charyeshwara brahmam. Upashant jagat jiva sishya charyeshwara brahmam. Swatasiddhamanadyantam pari. Dhanadyantam paripurnamaham maham.
See, all differences become resolved. All differences become resolved in the wake of declared doubt-free ascertained vision of one's own essential nature being, abstract as reality, consciousness, existence. All differences become resolved. Right? One has to see these differences from the standpoint of the essential nature. After having discovered, I am essentially consciousness existence. The standpoint of the consciousness existence, see, one has to dwell upon this fact and is understood, one has to have it ascertained. Then definitely from the standpoint of the reality, which is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole, where is the teacher? Where is the disciple? When you resolve all the upadis, isn't it? From the standpoint of upadis, there is a guru sishya bheda. In Dakshinamurti, we have this shlokam, no? Ishvaro guru ratmeti murti bheda vibhagine vyomavadvyapta dehaya dakshinamurtaye namaha. There is a salutations unto the Lakshinamurti, who is essentially only reality consciousness, who is all pervasive like space. Therefore, and who is free from what all this Ishvaraha, Guruhu, Ishvaraha, Jivaha, Guruhu, Sishyaha, all these Vedas are there. No Veda. See, initially we understand the abstract reality being free from divisions, free from parts. We talk about these Vedas, Triputi Vedas, knower, known, knowledge difference. Reality is free from this threefold difference. Reality is free from what? Sajatiya Bheda, Vijatiya Bheda, Sogata Bheda. All this we said. Now, after having ascertained the vision, there is no difference whatsoever. Guru Sishya Bheda is not there. Essentially, Guru is also Atma. Sishya is also Atma. Mithya Upadis. The standpoint of Upadis, there is a Guru Sishya Bheda. The standpoint of Upadis, there is we have what? As the other Veda, even Jiva Ishwar Jagat Veda. Jiva Ishwar Jagat Veda, Guru Sishya Veda, even parent children Veda, any Veda, friends Veda, Inni Bheda is only from the standpoint of the Upadis. And all these Upadis are Mithya, inert, material, Mithya forms. But essentially, everything is one Ekam Akhandam Mahaharasam. One exalted, abstract, great essence. So he says, what am I? Aham Mahaha. Aham Mahaha means what? I am the exalted, great essence, the truth. How am I? Paripurnam. Purnam means I am full, is it? Paripurnam. Paripurnam means I am one complete essence. Now it's not incomplete. Fullness implies what? Completeness. I am full, complete essence. Adyantam. See, anadi anantam. Anadyantam means a. Anadyantam. Adi, anadi, antam. Okay, this is together. Anadyantam means I am beginningless, endless. I am beginningless, endless. I am beginningless, endless, complete, full, exalted, great essence. Truth. Essence means truth. Absolute, ultimate truth. And Swataha Siddham. Swataha Siddham is very important word. Swataha Siddham means what? Who am of self-existence. Who am of self-existence. Swataha Siddham. To know my existence, I am not dependent on any other means of knowledge, any other source of light. But the whole Jagat, everything in this Jagat is dependent on me for its existence. That's why Paratas Siddham. The parrots of, the parrots were at the entrance of Sureshwara Acharya. You walk to the house. Because they always discuss Vedanta Shastra. The parrots also picked up the knowledge, it seems. And somebody asked, which is Parasuresh Acharya's house? I want to go there. And somebody gives a clue. If you go there, parrots will be talking Vedanta. And it really, Atma Tata Siddham, Tata Siddha, Jagat Tata Siddham, Atma Tata Siddha, Jagat Tata Siddham. And the parrots always speak, really. Parrots speak, Atma Tatasiddha, Jagat Tatasiddham. What does it mean? Atma Tatasiddha, Jagat Tatasiddham. The parrots repeat. Okay? The parrots keep on repeating this. So they walk, parrots are speaking this, Vedanta. Atma Tatasiddha, Jagat Tatasiddham. That is the house, enter there. Is beautifully portrayed in one of the movies also. Atma Satasiddha Jagat Parthasiddham. Why? The parrots of whose house? Sureshwacharya's house. Atma Satasiddha means Atma is and self-existent reality. Satasiddham. Anadyantam. Anadyantam Satasiddham Paripurnam Aham Mahaha. I am great, exalted, one essence, only essence, okay, who am complete. I am of that of completeness, fullness. I prefer the noun form. We have to use, even though the words are adjectives here, I prefer the noun forms. No? I am of that of fullness, completeness. And I am of just self-existence, which means I'm also just self-existence means I am self-evident, self-effulgent. I do not need any other light to know my existence. Whereas everything else other than me, it depends on me for its existence. Buddha is Mithya. Understand? I'm the only knower of me. And what is known also is what? My own manifestation. Understand now? That's why here, aham svatah siddhah. Svatah siddham. Because if he uses the term maharasam, that's why we have to say this. Aham kidrisham aham rasam. Aham mahaha. I am great essence, who am of the nature of fullness, completeness, who am of the nature of beginninglessness and endlessness, anadyantam, who am the self-existence of the siddham, who am free from the confusion of divisions, such as what? Guru, Sishya. In me, there is no guru. Understand now? In the abstract, formless reality consciousness, there is no guru, there is no Sishya, there is no Jagat, there is no Ishvara, there is no Jiva, only I am. Understand? So here, it's very important here. Mahaha. Do you remember long ago, when I taught the meanings of the different words? Even Bhagavatam also I taught this. Maharloka means very hot. It means Mahaha also, another word for Agnihi. Agnihi stands for what? Brilliance, light effulgence. So here, Aham Mahaha. Aham Akandam Rasam Mahaha, we should say. The word Rasam he used for great also. Mahaha means great. Maha also means what? So effulgence. Aham, the light. Effulgence. Aham. Aham. Mahaha. So I am the self-effulgent reality. I am the light. I am the light effulgence. Ahamahaha, complete, paripurnam, who am of the nature of fullness, completeness, who am of the nature of beginninglessness and changeless, endlessness, anadyantam, svatah siddham, who am ever of the nature of existence. Therefore, in me, there is no difference. Which difference? When Guru Sishya Veda, Guru, there's no confusion or delusion of differences such as Guru, Sishya, Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, etc. All these divisions are absolutely resolved in me. See, you have to see from the standpoint of water to say there is no wave ocean difference. Only from the standpoint of water, if you see, you can say what? There's no wave, there are no waves, there's no ocean, there's only water. Then you can say what? There's no difference also. To say there's no difference, you must say there's no wave. To say there's no wave, there's no ocean, you must see from the standpoint of the water. What is that which is in the form of ocean and waves? Similarly, for us to see what is that without the blessing of which there cannot be the guru, there cannot be the Sishya, there cannot be individual playing the role of a guru, there cannot be individual playing the role of a Sishya, there cannot be Jagat, universe, there cannot be Ishvara, there cannot be Jiva. What is that? If you understand, if you, by studying the Shastam, finally, if you arrive at the reality, and if you ascertain the reality, from the standpoint of reality, if you see, then you can say what? There is no There's no Guru Shishya Veda, Jeeva Jagat Ishvara Veda. There's no difference at all, absolutely. And I am, I alone am, without any of these differences. In me, there's no difference. In me, the awareness, coming existence, there's no difference. I am free from all these differences. As this teacher taught, difference, Jagadishwara difference, Jiva different, all differences. And who am I? Beginningless, endless, complete, anadyantam, paripurnam, paripurnam, self-existent, self-effulgent, light of consciousness I am. This is the literal meaning. Is it clear now? Upashanta means resolved. In me, they all become resolved. Resolve is the better word. I don't want to use word destroy. Upashanta means resolve. What do you want to ask, Sanjay?
No.
Anta means end. It comes as together, no? Anadyantam. Anadyantam, when you say that A comes before An. An is there, no? That An, the negative particle for both Adi and Anta. Therefore, beginningless, endless. No, instead of saying Anadi Anantam, you can say one word. Nadi. Anadyantam means Adiantarahitam. See, Anadyantam is equal to Adiantarahitam. That one, please listen, Sachin. An, a negative particle, stands for what? Rahitam. Adi Antarahitam Anadyantam. Got it now? So, differences become resolved in me. They are destroyed. Okay? Resolved in me. So, having the difference resolved is what asks us. See, not there. It is called, without killing, you kill. We don't kill them, isn't it? It is like saying, without destroying the pot, you can say what? Destroy the pot. You have the pot in hand, your hand, and you see what? Pot is there. Pot is very real. Pot is, when you accept the cause, effect as an effect. Then what you say, you accept the form, you accept the name, it serves a purpose, it is useful, you value it. Then what say, you see what it is. Okay? Oh, it's nothing but clay. Pot is clay. When you say pot is clay, the one, as soon as you say pot is clay, you have resolved the pot in the clay. What it means is, there is no such a thing called, substance called pot other than the clay. It's only clay. The standpoint of clay, you see there's no pot. Seeing the pot from the standpoint of clay is what? In spite of having the pot, you destroy the pot. Not physically, without physically breaking the pot, cognitively you destroy the pot. It's called Upashanti. Cognitive resolution is said to be what? Intellectual destruction, which is called Upashanti. Upashantihi means resolution. Cognitive resolution is Upashantihi in this context. Correct. Perfect. Thank you, Mangamma. You got the point. Upashamaha. Shamaha is a pullinga shabda. Shantihi is a strilinga shabda. Shanta is an adjective. Participle. Upashanta resolved. Upashantihi resolution. Upashamaha resolution. Prapanchopashamam, when you say, that in which the universe becomes resolved cognitively, resolvable, is what? Papanchopashamaha, Atma, is it? I mean, it's a very important law, second chapter of the Mandukya Upanishad, isn't it? Papanchopashamaha. So, Upashanta Jagajiva Sishyacharyeshwaram Brahmam. Aham. Who am I now? I, the consciousness, am. Okay, I, the abstract formless reality, am. The one in whom this Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, Sishya, Acharya, Ishvara, Veda, Brahmaha is Upashantam. Yasmin Mayi, Jiva, Sishya, Acharya, Ishvara, Brahmaha, Upashantam. Brahmaha, Upashantaha. Saha aham, we can say, Upashanta Jagajiva Sishyacharyeshwara Brahman. Understand now? I am the truth in whom there's confusion, the difference, confusion caused differences resolved. Yasmin Mayi Upashantam. Upashantaha, the one, okay, in the one in whom this confusion has been resolved. What confusion? Confusion of differences, such as what? Jagat Jiva, Ishvara, Sishya, Acharya. Confusion of differences such as Ishvara, Jiva, etc. has been resolved. Upashanta Jagajiva Sishya Acharyeshwara Brahmam Aham Swataha Siddham Anadyantam Paripurnam Mahaha. I am the effulgence of consciousness. I am the self, I am the effulgence, I am the light of consciousness, who am complete and self-existent. Self-existent is for Swataha Siddham. Complete, in whom all these differences are not resolved. Resolved. They become resolved cognitively. And it is this, nothing is, you don't do anything physically here. Everything is cognitive. Cognitively resolved. What is needed for that? Ascertainment. This is the benefit of the knowledge. Which means, there is no second thing. Absolutely. Resolving the divisions and differences. What is the purpose of resolving divisions and differences? Resolving divisions and differences. What does it mean? There's a second thing other than the reality. The second thing is not there, which is equally. Okay? Second thing is not there. What harm, what destruction, what affliction, what can happen for this? So immortality is very surupam, means fear goes. The phenomenon called fear will resolve for good. Understand? In fact, here, the abstract, non-deniable facts. You understand the fact. Once you understand the fact, fact means what? Verifiable. Understand the fact and accept the fact and awake in the understanding of the fact, you're the most mature person and there's no afflictedness on your part. See, the duality is something which is there. Divisions are there. Duality, there's word of duality, there's a perception of duality, which is there, available for perception experience. Only thing is, we are not undoing anything here, but we mistake it to be real. Because we do not know what is absolutely real, because of the ignorance of what is absolutely real, we mistake what is not real to be real. That's why we give the example of rope snake. We do not know what is this rope. Therefore, we mistake what is not there to be real. What appears to be real. Absolutely, there is no duality. But duality is there. You perceive the duality. Duality is something which is perceived. If you don't perceive the snake, you cannot say simply there is a snake. In your perception, there is a snake. In your perception, there is duality. Understand? In your perception, duality is. You can't deny your perception. If I deny your perception, I make you go against your own. And then it's a pain. Shah doesn't deny it. Sarsam accepts. Yes, your perception is correct. You are correct. You are correct means what? You feel good. Then you listen to Shastra. Yes, your perception of duality is real. Your perception is there. Perception of duality is there. But it is not real. When you're seeing the snake, you shout and scream, there's a snake. We don't say, no, you don't sniff snake. No, there's no snake. We don't say that. What should say? Yes. In your perception, snake is. Correct? Yes, there is snake in your perception. Yes, there is duality in your perception. Why there is snake in your perception? You do not know what is rope. Here also, you do not know what is absolutely. You do not know what is absolutely real. You do not know what is actually. And you do not know that you do not know what is actually. Isn't it? You're so naive. You're so innocent. You're ignorant of your ignorance. Therefore, what? Only you just simply, what is perceived is taken to be real. You do not know what is real. You simply take what is perceived to be real. You're helpless. But if you do not perceive snake at all, there's no problem. But helplessly you do perceive the snake. The same way here also, the duality is which you're perceiving, but you mistake it to be real. Duality is very real for us. Duality means what? Duality means all divisions are real, all differences are real. And this is what? Confusion. And then when the duality becomes real, and then the acceptance of duality to be real results in what? All problems of life. The samsara survives because of that. So this dvaitam has to be resolved, negated. Resolution of dvaitam, duality, in terms of divisions and differences, is possible only in the wake of the knowledge of what is. And in the Shastra study, you are arriving at what is absolutely, what is real. You have to arrive at as what? Only as the essential nature of you, the individual, at the very content of I. At least Shastra is there to help us. Once you arrive at it, understand it, and then even it's not over, then you see how that is the truth of the Ishvara also. And then you understand these two different Upadis. And finally, you understand how it is free from all differences, etc. Finally, what you say? What is essentially is only the reality. Only one thing. Isn't it? The second thing is not there. Absolutely. That's why Advaita Darshanam is not an easy joke. Advaita Darshanam, vision of the non-dual reality, is not an easy joke. It needs tremendous focus, repeated listening, a distraction-free attention. Once leave this house, we will get distracted. Not an easy joke. We understand everything class. We are brilliant people, okay? Everything is so clear for us. But not an easy joke, isn't it? That's why Paunapunyena Shravanam. Keep on listening because it is like what a 3D. Keep on seeing, 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 seeing. Suddenly something different appears for you. Therefore, Upashantihi. Upashantihi is not an easy joke. Jagataha Upashantihi. Resolution of the entirety of the world. Resolution of motion full of waves. Ocean, the whole form ocean along with the wave forms, the differences in the water is purely cognitive. For which you have to see the water being the truth. In the same way here also, this objective universe has to be resolved. All these differences for which you have to see the truth. The truth of the entity of the cosmos is the truth of you. You means what? Well, you are the very truth. Because this universe is the jagat, not in of you, it is you. You are the truth. If you distinguish yourself from your body, mind, sense, called upadis, you are the truth. And how to distinguish yourself from your body, mind, sense, complex? Shastram teaches. And after distinguish helping, even where is yours? Isn't it? And your only truth is shown. Absolutely what is shown. God, Upashantya, cognitive resolution of all that is here in one indivisible, undivided, partless, abstract consciousness existence is what? Upashanti. Upashantihi noun. Feminine noun. Upashamaha, neuter noun. Masculine noun. Upashanta is a participle. And who am I? I am the only source in whom all differences in the confusions are resolved, have been resolved. I'm the only source of resolution. Even then, I am when you say, where do you place? What are you equating the I am to? Abstractness. Not to any form, isn't it? Upashantam yasmin mayi aham. Listen, this is a compound word. The whole thing is Upashanta jagat jiva sishyacharyeshwara brahmam. When you say, I, the self, who am, in whom everything has been resolved, differences have been resolved. Just mention a few. Means what? The world of duality is resolved. Is it in the wake of who am? Who am I? What am I? There, what happens? You resolve the world of the perception of duality, the world of duality. See, in resolving the perception of duality as mithya, what happens? You are resolving the Ishvara status. You are resolving the Jiva status. There is no Jiva. There is no Ishvara. There is no Jagat. There is no Veda. You can talk about the difference only if it is there, no? If it is there, you can talk about the difference. If it's not there, why should talk about difference? Jiva difference. Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, Sishya, Guruhu, Mata, Pita, Putraha, Putraha, isn't it? Bandavaha. You can say all differences, won't it? Acharya has no time. So he just mentioned a few words. You can include huge, longest list of differences, words denoting differences. Understand? Therefore, is this way Advaita Makarandaha, nectar of non-duality, Advaitam. Advaitam is the nectar. Advaitam is Amritam. Advaitam is Amritam. There is no immortality other than understanding the absolute fact of non-duality of the reality. So, duality survives. Duality survives. Perception of duality is, no, like a kaleidoscope, use colorful things and it completely holds your attention and makes you forget what is real also. And what is not real is because so real and you get engrossed in that, you lose yourself there. All these things are happening only as long as Ajnanam is there, isn't it? Ajnanam is resolved. Completely different perspective. Do you change anything here? Does Shastram change anything here? Does Guru change anything here? Does the Shishya change anything here? No change is brought about by anybody. Okay? Understanding brings the change. The teaching brings the change. What change? Not physical change. Perspective change. You see duality from where? You see the duality from the duality and you take it as real, it is real. And completely everything is what? It's all in your erroneous perception. That's why we repeatedly say erroneous, error in the perception of the self. There is what the error in the perception of the world also. The duality is very real. The world is very real. And then error in the perception of the world, that's why dependence upon the world is samsara. Dependence upon the world is because of the, is because mistaken to be real. Just because you do not know what is absolutely real, how ignorance causes delusion, erroneous perception. And erroneous perception results in erroneous notions. Erroneous notions results in useless efforts in removing the problems which are really not there. All of our hard work, efforts resolve the problems. That's why Shastram says what? Whatever you do, we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of problems in life. And we try to solve all our problems one after the other, one after the other, one after the other. One problem goes, other problem comes. One problem goes, other problem comes. The problems don't seem to be resolved at all. Don't get resolved at all. There's always some problem or the other will be there. This Shastram says, all these countless number of problems of different problems of different minds, all of them are based on one common human universal fundamental problem. This universal problem, common problem, common human universal fundamental problem, the problem of sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy, sense of limitation, sense of unhappiness, sense of insecurity centered on I. The fundamental problem nobody discusses. Simply learning Shastam is for academic, isn't it? It's more an academic interest. No. It becomes a spiritual pursuit only if you understand the problem, the common, human, universal, fundamental problem is centered on I. Is it? Therefore, this what am I? What am I? Who am I? What is this I? What is this I? If you search for it, it will stumble upon the truth. Understand what are the truth? You will discover there is no I. Discovering there is no I, you will discover there is no Jagat, there is no Ishvara, there is no Jiva, there is no Shishya, there is no Guru, there is nothing. They all see, they are all seemingly there. Obviously, they are not there. Understand? How can we fear them? What should I get afraid of? Who gets afraid of what? Who frightens whom? Who can frighten whom? Who frightens whom? Does duality frighten? Does Mithya Jagat frighten? Who cause, where is the fear? What is fear? What is fear? No fear. Then you are like a serpent on Lord Shiva's neck. And you can, you will be so absolutely fearless. And you can call eagle as a snake on Lord Shiva's neck. Hello Garuda, how are you? Isn't it? Just little bit, I went out. Just to say, absolute fearlessness, which is not attained, which is claimed, just taken ownership of as one's own Swarupam in the vision of the absolute fact of non-duality of the reality, which is Advaita Makaranda. Makarandaha. Clear. Okay, we have one more verse. Shall we do it later? Only last verse. Last verse, I'll leave it for later on. Okay? We'll discuss later on. Very simple. Simple verse only, not big, big verse. Until now, what all you have heard. Okay. If you have any doubts, any clarifications, please feel free to ask me. When you go back, you can see and come back. Okay, Sachin? Sometimes, see, in Bhagavad Gita verses and summer verses, the words are very clean sentences, clean words, easy to retrieve and translate. But these words, no, you can get the literal word meaning separately, and you will have to put them together properly. Understand what you can do later on also, even if it is not now, even in our classes when we do, each verse we can take and we can write, I can give clean the translation of each verse. You want exactly what should be the translation of each verse. Is that all right? So that, now what we do in Bhagavad Gita class, Niti Gita Gyan Yajna, we are doing that. We are reading the verses, many times we repeat, and we learn to chant correctly, the proper pronunciation, proper sandhis, and we know the each meaning of each word, and we understand this core meaning of it, though we don't elaborate it, that is the core meaning, and the verses remain in our mind. The chant verse, you get the meaning, comes, should come to like this. That's what we are doing in Gita, Niti Gita Gyan Yajna. Don't we do that? Do we do that or not? Are we doing that? Do you find it that way? Definitely we are doing it, don't we? So that immediately smile comes. We are doing it. So in the same way you do, it's Advaita Makaranda. So Acharya, he uses a lot of different, see for example, the word rasaha. Rasaha is a pullinga shabda. But he has used the word rasam. Rasam means what? We think of our rasam, isn't it? Rasaha. Rasaha saraha. Put away, put it. Pulling shabda always rasaha means what? Raso vaisaha. Rasau vaisaha, isn't it? Always Pulingi Shabda. For me, it's very, I like Pulingi Shabda, because that's how it has gone to my head like that. And here rasam it comes. And mahaha uses. The word mahaha means great. Maha means mahat, mahar loka. And mahas means fire. So it means, it also means effulgence. It also means light. It means radiance. It means splendor. It means, isn't it? So I'm great essence. I'm also water. I'm exalted light. Absolute light of knowledge. So, our happiness is in perspective change. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.